Praise the Lord for his table. Wonderful. Oh, Lord Jesus. It's really something. I really enjoyed the fellowship we had in earlier weeks, that the first aspect of service for us when we get saved is when we meet together. What a service to the Lord. What an enjoyment, right? Okay, before we give the announcements, we want to have a little fellowship about the matter of training. This month, October, is the month where we register for the semi-annual training. We have both the training given live in Anaheim, and we also have the video training, those same messages that we make available here. Either way, we really want to encourage all of us to register and not miss this training. And not just this training, but I think today I wanted to just share a little bit about our view of this matter of the semi-annual trainings. We have seven feasts through the year, seven conferences and trainings, two trainings and five. Well, actually, there's four trainings, but two of them are for the brothers. But particularly the summer training and the winter training, we usually refer to them as the semi-annual training. Just the crucial nature of these times. And the verse in Ephesians chapter 4 that really speaks to our need of training is chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And this portion of the word really talks about how is the body of Christ built up? And what is our part? In fact, it takes every one of us.
Amen.
There's not a special class, and they're the builders, and the rest of us are the participants. It's really a matter of the body building itself. That's ourselves up. And this verse, verse 11, starts out, "And he gave himself." He himself gave some. This is the Lord himself, the head of the body. He gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as shepherds and teachers. And then verse 12, "For the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ." Right? "Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be no longer children," little children. This is our goal, that we would all grow up and that the Lord would have the full-grown man. And the way that takes place in this verse, it takes the perfecting of the saints. It takes our perfecting so that we could function each in our measure. And then you look at verse 16. "Out from whom all the body being joined together," this is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, "joined together, being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and measure of each one part." So today, who is this each one part? Will every each one part please raise your hand? That's everyone. Each one part. Right? The operation in measure of each one part. Every one of us needs to operate in measure in order to cause the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. So the actual direct building up of the body takes place by every member functioning. So how can we be brought into a place where we have that capacity to function as we are able to function? We're all born with an innate function, but that function needs to grow and be perfected. Amen. That perfecting happens through the gifted members. And when we go to be trained, we get and put ourselves under some marvelous gifts to the body, and they perfect us. This is what happens to us. We also have the full-time training for those who are in that age bracket. You know, we have some that have gone through that. Jacob, Haley just got back from that. Paul Lee has been through this. It's a time where we get perfected by some gifts in the body. So in the semi-annual trainings, we have this opportunity for all of us to be placed under an atmosphere of training to be perfected with the goal that we as members could be functioning properly to build up the body of Christ, right? And one of the main things that happens in the training, we think that training might be about our character and about learning. Well, there are those aspects of it, but I would say from my many years of being under this ministry and going to trainings, that the main way that we get perfected is by the Word of God being put into us. The Word gets open to us in these trainings and gets constituted into us. We have to realize in 2016, we live in an era where there has been a marvelous thing that has happened on the earth. It has not happened for 2,000 years, since the time of the early church. And that thing is, the Word of God has been open to us. Amen. If you look at Psalm 119, verse 130, there is a verse here that says, "The opening of your words gives light." The opening of your words. This is very significant. This is the Bible. This is the Word of God, right? But you know what? It must be open for us to get light. I was a Christian for most of my life. And for the early part of my Christian walk, the Bible was there. I honored it. I revered it. I kept it. I had several copies of it. And I even read it. But it was not open to me. I did not understand the Bible. And you know what? From my observation, many of the Christians I was with, I visited many kinds of groups, many denominations, particularly in my younger high school and college years. I went to many, many places. And have also been observing all the rest of the years. The understanding of the Bible is sadly, sadly short among God's children. I was that way. Many of my other brothers and sisters were that way. Until there was, by the Lord's grace, a way where the Bible was open to me. Now, you know what? You have to realize, when Brother Lee ministered, he said something. He said that the purpose of the ministry is just to open the Bible. There is a key that's been given to his people in this generation. That is the ministry of the age. That is what we go for when we go to the training. And actually all the conferences. There is a ministry on the earth, ministered by a collective group of brothers. And even we all have a part in this. This ministry opens the Bible. That's what Paul did. That's what Philip did with the eunuch. That's what John did. They opened the Bible for us. They make it clear. Without this key, the Bible was a closed book to me. But I can tell you, I touched this matter, and I touched it mainly by attending these trainings, where the Bible, I understood it. And not only did I understand it, we could enjoy the Bible. Amen. It would be a supply to us in our daily walk. Amen. This is what happens when we go to these trainings. This word here, the opening of your words gives light. So we may have it, but we must have a way to open it. Amen. So I would ask you, do you have a way to open the Bible for yourself? You know what? You should ask that question. Lord, what is the way the Bible can be opened to me? Amen. Well, I'll tell you, the speaking in these trainings is the key handed to us. And we have to do beyond that, right? After we get the key, we have to labor in the Word. We read it, we study it. But once you have the key, it is the essential ingredient. Now here is, you know, the key is the key. Here is the key to my house. Right? You cannot get into the house without this key. But if you have this key, the door opens. Amen. Think about it. That's what it means. We must have the key to open the Bible. Amen. This ministry opens the Bible. Amen. That's why we stress the morning revivals. We stress the life studies. And we really, this morning, we are stressing the semi-annual training, the winter training. So anyway, that's really our burden, that you'd really consider for us to go on, for us to be functioning in the body of Christ, to build up the body. For our perfecting, we must have the key to open up the Bible so that we can get the food,
amen.
Right? This Bible is our food, and the key is the ministry that opens it for us. So think about it, and please, there is a registration form for either the video training here in Bellevue or for going down to Anaheim and attending the training in the live setting. So the last thing I would say is that the matter of these semi-annual trainings, it shouldn't just be a one-time thing. And I got a lot of help from my brother when I was considering, should I go to this training or not? This brother told me, you're asking the question, do I want the blessing or not? So you shouldn't ask that question that way. We need the blessing, we need the supply. Plan on going, and then if something comes up, then you can't go. And you know, that was just my early practice, and I, by the Lord's grace, I've been able to continue. And I can tell you, all these brothers, they're the same way. We just plan on attending. That is just part of our life. When I got my job, my first job after college, right from the very get-go, I made it clear to them, summer, around the 4th of July, I need 10 days off. At the end of the year, I need 10 days off. That is just what I set up. And even the job that I had for most of my career, the winter was just marvelously arranged. There was a winter shutdown. The whole plant shut down. This was a Boeing company. So I always automatically had the time off to attend the winter training. So it was just a matter of negotiating that one vacation in the middle during the summer, right? And then I was set. That's just the way, and it was a confirmation it was the right job for me. And I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. It was a clear speaking to me, this job is good for the church life because it gave me those times. And the Lord faithfully allowed me. I don't think I ever, because of work, had to miss any of those two trainings every year. As far as the budgeting, when I first was going to these trainings, I was a college student. I was a graduate student living off of $750 a month. That was my graduate student stipend. Out of that $750, I paid for room and board. I also had to pay tuition out of that also. That's the way it was. But I also budgeted $10 a month. That check would come in, I'd set it aside, and after 5 months, there would be $50 saved up for the registration fee. It was only 50 back then. That was a long time ago. But my point is this. We should have the view for our diet, for our health. Don't just think of these as one-time events. Consider a regular diet of this ministry. Amen.